Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez. Yow!
Godfather of soul himself, the late James Brown. Saw him go on stage one time in Oakland, California, the Paramount Theater. Was backstage with Tower of Power, who opened up for James Brown, and that was quite an experience. Came out, big old mirror, made sure his hair was perfect. They put the fur coat on his shoulder, and he stepped out on stage at the Paramount Theater. The Godfather of soul, may he rest in peace. JB, Mr. James Brown in the house. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide this hour. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. On the line from Florida is Phil Bam Bam Daru. Phil, how the heck are you?
I'm doing good, Pedro. What's going on, buddy?
Not much, man. Tell me about your gym down there. Where is it, in Fort Lucie?
Yeah, it's Port St. Lucie, Florida. It's like a little close from Orlando, in the middle of Orlando and West Palm Beach. It's a small town, but the gym itself is called Daru Fitness Performance. We have about 11,000 square feet. I run boot camp, strength and conditioning. We have a boxing gym in there, and I do some MMA conditioning, obviously, as well.
You know Howard Davis?
Yes, I do.
Howard's a class act. Always was as a boxer and still is as a trainer.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. Actually, I had a couple of guys that fight on his promotion now. Is Fight Time Promotions down there in Fort Lauderdale. So he's definitely a good guy, though. We like him a lot.
You know, we're talking about Howard Davis, folks, the 1976 MVP of the Olympics as far as boxing was concerned, and a gold medalist, but he never got that title as a pro. I mean, he came close against Edwin Rosario, got knocked down in the 12th round, and the judges in Puerto Rico took it from him, but I thought he won that fight straight up, a very good fighter. Now, let's talk about Alchemy Water, because this segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide brought to you in part by Alchemy Water. It's alkamewater.com. What's the difference between regular water and alchemy water? Tell me.
Well, it's a total difference in the taste in general. But as far as the vitamins go, it has antioxidants in there to help you keep going as far as, you know, your strength and your training. I love it. I feed it. I give it to all of my athletes. You know, it's a moderately higher pH level balance, so it actually helps you breathe better. It helps you recover faster from training, and it's just a better overall product of water. You can taste how clean it is. You know what I'm saying? So I like it a lot, though.
Okay, let's change gears from water to performance enhancing drugs. Testosterone replacement therapy was recently banned by the Nevada State Athletic Commission, who were the first to foster it a couple of years ago, and of course, guys like Vitor Belfort took advantage of that. Now he's not willing to fight Chris Weidman, and UFC 175, Lyoto Machida stepped in because they won't allow him to take testosterone replacement therapy. Where do you stand on that testosterone replacement therapy, Mr. Bam Bam Daru?
Well, I mean, it is a touchy subject, and throughout the years, testosterone has obviously been prevalent in sports. People don't want to talk about it. It's a very touchy subject, like I said. But, you know, I believe that everybody should have a fair playing field. And, you know, people like Vitor, man, and they're older in age, you know, they're getting up there. It's going to be hard for him to compete with these younger guys. You know, not saying that, you know, it's the right thing to do, but I don't blame him for trying to go that extra mile. We all have that competitive edge. We all want to do more than, you know, what's possible. So, I mean, for him to do that, and any other athlete that thinks they need it, you know, I mean, not to say that it's the best thing to do, but I can't blame them for wanting to be the best. You understand?
Yeah, we're talking with Phil Daru, folks, of the Daru Fitness Pro, Performance, of course, DFP. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But you started off with a little tiny gym, and now you're, how many feet you got?
I got 11,000 square feet. and it sucks to clean it, let me tell you.
Okay, you're the janitor and the operator?
I have to do everything. No, I'm just kidding. I got a lot of people that help me out, but yeah, it's a great facility. You know, I started off in an 800 square foot box, and now we're in 11,000 square feet with over 200 members. I have, you know, and I train professional athletes too, which is my main passion also.
Okay, let's go back to the steroid thing, the testosterone replacement therapy in Vitor Belfort. The only reason why he needs to take testosterone replacement therapy was that he took steroids in the past and it burnt his body out. So should he be rewarded for cheating in the past?
Well,
am I touching on touchy subjects here or what?
Well, you know, it just depends. I mean, for me, not really. But, you know, obviously we have athletes in general that take testosterone and take performance-enhancing drugs. Now, do we talk about him down? I don't know exactly if he was on it back then. You know, people say he was, people say he wasn't. You know, but as of right now, you know what I mean, since he can't take it now, you see what happens. You know what I mean? Now he's not fighting. So, or he's not fighting for the belt. So I mean, you know,
guess all right, because Chris Weidman will lick him like a stamp anyway. Chris Weidman's the real deal, man.
No, I know, man. I know he's no joke, man.
You know, I saw him fight Mark Munoz in San Jose a few years ago, and there was like 33 members of the press, you know, and they have everybody pick a winner in the press poll and the press. Anyway, I'm the only one that picked Weidman to win, and like 29 guys went against me, including the great Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer Newsletter and the Wrestling Observer Radio Show, which airs Sundays at 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But when I went against the genius, I said to myself, oh, man, and Weidman went out there and took care of Mark Munoz, and he really hasn't lost many rounds, if any.
Yeah, I mean, he actually came on the scene really quick, you know, and like he's definitely shown that he can be up there in the top level. And I feel like, you know, he's going to hold the belt for a pretty long time. I don't think that, you know, obviously Silva is making his way back in. But man, he's a young, talented fighter, man. You know, and he's going to be a force to be reckoned with for a long time.
Phil DeRue's our guest, folks. We're talking, of course, MMA and the UFC and Chris Weidman. Anderson Silva, he got beat once. He got knocked out. The second fight he got, that was a great defensive move, that checking that shin kick. Wasn't it? I mean, it was ugly what transpired, but that's a good defensive move.
No, no doubt. And it's not a fluke that he won. I mean, people are saying that, you know, oh, it's a fluke again, like he didn't really win it or whatever. But, I mean, how are you going to blame somebody for defending himself? You know, how are you going to say that he didn't win the fight after a good defensive move, you know what I'm saying? So I really do believe that he, you know, solidified his championship belt by, you know, defeating one of the greatest fighters of our time, you know what I mean? So,
okay, so he's 38 years old now, Anderson Silva, training for a comeback, but is a comeback in, I don't think he can beat Weidman again. He can't drop in weight. The GSP is not around anymore for a catchweight fight. Where does Anderson Silva go?
Well, I honestly don't believe that he can't come back. But, you know, I know that he's 38. He's getting up there. But, once again, this guy is the best that we've seen in a while. And regardless of, you know, what happened in the past as far as Weidman and things like that, I believe that he can come back and do something big. And if he fights Weidman, I feel like, you know, he'll connect the dots and figure out what went wrong. And honestly, if you really think about it, you know, it would be a pretty good fight, minus that leg check, you know. So I don't think that you know, him going back and fighting Weidman again, I don't think Weidman has nothing to prove anymore. But, you know, I think that Silva does deserve another shot. But if he doesn't, I like to see, obviously, I like to see him and John Jones. But, you know, that's here nor there. You know, you got to talk to Dana about that. But you never know with that one.
You're trying to get Anderson Silva hurt. Seriously, man. I mean, come on. He's an ambassador of goodwill. He should walk off like Rocky Marciano or something like that. You don't walk out, you know, getting all drilled and busted up and beaten up because he fights Weidman again that third time. I don't see anything changing the third time, man. He's fought him twice now. And I got to ask you this. Do you think the UFC was out of hand when they ranked Anderson Silva over Weidman after Weidman and beat him once, not once, but twice? Was that crazy?
No. Well, one thing is for sure. I mean, it is crazy, but, you know, the level of competition that Silva's fought and the level of the competition that John Jones has fought has been better. You know, just simple and plain. Now, with Weidman holding the belt for a little bit longer, I think that, you know, obviously he has to defend it more than Silva has. Then you can go and make that argument. But as of right now, I don't blame the UFC for doing that.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This hour, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, we are Saturdays and Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific time, Saturday for an hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We combine both boxing and MMA in that first hour, 11 a.m. Pacific time, Saturdays. Then Sunday, we are a two-hour show. First hour, all about boxing. Second hour, all about MMA. Of course, we've got a big UFC event, five-round middleweight bout this coming week. Michael Bisping, the Count. But they don't call him the Count over in the U.K. I can't say what they call him because the Count is not pronounced the Count over there in the U.K. But Michael Bisping, 25-5, taking on Tim Kennedy, 17-4. That's the main event from Quebec City. Of course, that's April the 16th on Fox Sports. Check it out, Fox Sports 1. Phil DeRue's going to spend some time with us until the almost the top of the hour. We'll talk MMA. We'll talk UFC. We'll talk, of course, the Bellator. Bellator is getting it around. These Friday night fights are starting to look good. Good athletes, no question about that. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by The Different Water. That's right. There is a difference in the water that you drink. Check out alchemywater.com. That's alkame.com. alchemywater.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tower of Power bringing us to the break. Of course, my issues on Tower of Power. Check them out. The message board. I've got a new album. Talking about the new album, Hipper Than Hip with Tower of Power. On the message board at towerofpower.com. Pedro, Song of the Month. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This is the unique sports show America has been waiting for. Howard Robertson.
Tigers are back on the hunt.
Larry Robinson.
Dennis Rodman goes to North Korea and almost creates World War III.
And a DJ named Superman.
It's going down, baby. It's time for the halftime. What you got, DJ Superman? Let's go!
A little R&R on sports. Now nationwide on the Sports Byline Radio Network. Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 8 Pacific.
Jardine, man, he just stalking.
Yeah, who do you get to imitate that guy sparring?
Him?
It's about it, isn't it? Or maybe a chimp.
I'll tell you what.
Teach a chimp karate.
Be a heavy-handed chimp.
Oh!
He got rocked.
He's hurt!
He's
hurt!
Yes. Oh! That's a violent dude right there.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It is all over! Cain Velasquez is the UFC heavyweight champion!
Check the clocks, make it 41 minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. This segment brought to you by Alchemy Water. That's right. There's a difference in the water you drink. Check it out. Learn some more. Go to the website, alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of mixed martial arts. This Wednesday night, from Quebec, Canada, Michael Bisping, the Count, although they don't call him the Count over there in the UK. I can't even say that word. If I did, women would be, they'd kill me. Anyways, take it on Tim Kennedy. We've got Phil Bam Bam Drew on the line from Florida. Of course, Phil was the 2012 MMA awards down there in Florida. He was the strength and conditioning coach. So what's primary? Is it nutrition? Is it nutrition and training? I mean, talk to me about putting together an athlete. If you had a guy come in off the street and he was like a lumberjack looking guy and he wanted to fight, what would you do with him?
Well, first, you know, I would have, obviously have to get his full background first. You know, obviously I got to see if he really wants to do this, you know, and, you know, if all the criteria fits, I put him through a conditioning workout first. You know, I put him through a physical and mental strengthening workout to see how much I can push him, if he's going to break. If not, then we can go from there. Then I had talked to him about nutrition, obviously, because that's 70% of it all anyways. So, you know, if he's eating fried chicken and trying to come out here and spar, he's gonna die out within the first round, or somebody's going to tear him up. So, you know, what we got to do is we got to make sure that everything's on point. And then I make sure that, you know, if he has 8 weeks or 12 weeks, or if he wants to fight within a time frame, then we figure out, you know, what's the best time and what I can put together as far as nutrition and a strength program for him.
Phil Bam Bam Daru is our guest, folks. Of course, he's a trainer out of Florida, and he's got an 11,000 square foot gym. Man, that's a lot. You got a whirlpool and stuff like that in there, or what?
Nah, man. What it is I like to call it an hardcore LA fitness or a hardcore Gold's gym. Basically, we have a warehouse facility, no AC, no fans. We make sure that it stays really, really rough. You know, obviously, I don't like too much of a commercialized setting. You know, so basically, we have different stuff from like strongman training to, you know, everywhere from CrossFit to. We got boxing bags, MMA mats, a cage, a ring, anything you could think of to really train an elite athlete and fighter, all the way into, you know, the average person that wants to just get in shape. So,
okay, got a real stickler here for you. I mean, listen, you knew this wasn't going to be easy, right?
Of course.
Okay, Fallon Fox was born a man, had a sex change operation, and became a woman. Do you think she should be able to fight women?
Well, which is funny because I know she fought in Bellator a couple of times. Isn't that right? Am I correct on that one?
Oh, she's been around. She's had a few fights, but they mainly have been in Florida.
Yeah. And you know what, man? I believe if the – because I know some chicks that can bang. So
Yeah. No, I'm not saying they can't, but here's what's up. Well, you have a man, or somebody who was born a man, he has a man's bone structure, and he's fighting a woman. Go on.
I don't believe that, you know, we should discriminate, but I don't think that's that fair. Let me be honest with you. I don't think it's fair. She can compete, or he or she can compete, whatever it is, and with the girls, because it really isn't fair. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, you know, I don't know. You ever see that old movie, Juana Man? Remember that?
Yep.
When the guy dressed up. Yeah. It's kind of like that, in a sense. So, you know, I don't really think that this is the best way of going about it. I don't think that she should be able to compete against females, you know. Okay. But
Michael,
I got a couple of girls that can throw down with her, though.
Yeah, I still wouldn't want to match my girl against a guy or somebody that was born a guy. Sorry, I don't care all the hormones in the world. Still got the male bone structure. Michael Bisping taking on Tim Kennedy. Who's going to win this main event here?
Man, Kennedy's a beast, man. I got Kennedy all the way. For sure.
No question about that in your mind, huh?
No question, man. That guy's in Strikeforce, he dominated. The only thing that I would probably cause a problem for him would be the kicking style, or like just the style in general of Bisping, but I don't see Kennedy losing this fight at all.
Okay. Roy Big Country Nelson was a winner in Abu Dubai over in Dubai. And if you ever get a chance to go to Dubai, don't eat food on the airline. Because I went over there and got sick. I was there 7 days. I was sick 11. Okay, so Dubai is not the place to go. Don't eat the food on the airline. But Roy Big Country Nelson went over Big Nog. Antonio Nogueira was a KO in the first round, 3 minutes and 37 seconds. Clay Guida was a winner as well. But the fight I want to talk to you about is the UFC on Fox. Travis Brown and Fabrice Werdum. That's going down the 19th and next Saturday from the Amway Center in Orlando, Florida. You use that word beast. That's a word term that's sort of used a little bit too much in the world of MMA. But if there's ever a guy that fits that beast term, it's Travis Brown.
Yeah, for sure. He actually now is training out of American Top Team in Coconut Creek, which I had a chance to kind of go ahead and see him firsthand and his training. And he's training with some monsters down there. I definitely would love to see this fight. Werdum is a tough opponent, but yeah, I'm pulling for Brown though, for real.
Well, Fabrice Werdum was going to get that title shot with Cain Velasquez, and Cain hurt his shoulder, so he went into surgery. So now he gets Travis Brown. That's UFC on Fox 11. That's April the 19th from the Amway Center, Orlando, Florida. Travis Brown, the breakout fighter in the heavyweight division, just about everybody's list across the Sure Dog. Everybody thought he was a breakout fighter in 2013. You agree?
Oh yeah, definitely. And I mean, he's athletic, he's quick, he can throw, and he can knock you out with either hand. So I mean, I definitely believe he's one of the top guys right now.
Okay, the next UFC pay-per-view is UFC 172. The aforementioned John Jones, essentially unbeaten, of course, that one disqualification loss, taking on Glover Teixeira. Glover is a hot and cold fighter. This guy's coming to you from Baltimore, Maryland. UFC 172. That's April the 26th. Where does this fight lay? Does it boil down to all John Jones and Teixeira have a chance here?
Well, you know, that's another guy that actually is down there in American Top Team in Coconut Creek. And, you know, like I said, they got a lot of good training partners. They're doing big things down there with Ricardo Laborio. But, man, John Jones is just too long, too athletic, and he's just going to pick him apart. You know, I think that the wrestling of John Jones is going to outweigh anything Teixeira has to throw, and plus Teixeira doesn't have the speed to handle the accuracy of John Jones.
We talked earlier about, you know, nutrition and conditioning, things like that. How much of MMA fighting, you're the trainer extraordinaire, how much of MMA fighting is mental?
I would probably, it depends. Obviously, the training itself would be, you know, 90% physical, 10% mental. Then the fight in itself would be 90% mental, 10% physical. So it flips, and, you know. And the mental part of it all is, and you have to be a tough individual. You have to have thick skin, and you got to be able to perform when, you know, all odds are against you or with you, you know. And if you don't have that mental capacity to withstand any hardship, there's no way that you're going to succeed in this sport.
You know, we're talking with Phil Bam Bam Daru, folks, of Port St. Lucie, Florida?
Yeah. Well, I'm originally from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. But, yeah, the gym now is in Port St. Lucie.
Okay. You know, having won four Golden Glove championships and had a few amateur fights in my time, anxiety in the dressing room, that used to drive me up the wall. I just wanted to go to the arena and fight, man. But they would sit there, and since I was fighting in these championship fights for the most part, it'd be towards the end of the night, and they'd bring guys in on stretchers and guys in wheelchairs and this kind of stuff after getting their heads handed to them in the ring. This was not a good psychological thing for Pedro, man. I didn't dig that. Just bring me to the arena and let me fight. How many fighters do you come in contact with that have anxiety issues in the dressing room?
Well, you know, there's a lot, and I see it backstage, too. Me being a professional MMA fighter as well, my last fight, actually, one of the guys, right before I was about to walk out, broke his arm in like, three different places, man, and it was terrible. It was, like, hanging on his by his limb, but, you know, I had to put it together. You know, basically telling yourself that that's not you, you know, you're going to go out there and do your own thing, and make sure that, you know, that any outside, you know, things that's going on, you need to keep it away from you and stay focused on the task at hand. And, you know, but I see a lot of it, you know what I mean? And if you're not ready, and a lot of people think they are, when that cage door closes and there's a guy standing across from you and he wants to take your head off, then we see what the true test of a man really stands up, you know? So I believe that, yeah, it really is very mental. And if you don't have the capacity to do so, you're going to crumble. And if not, anything get really hurt. So,
I just wanted the bell to ring. I mean, I just wanted to get this over. I didn't want to shake anybody's hand. I didn't want to wish anybody good luck. I just wanted to get this fight over. My mother used to tell me that. She goes, son, why can't you just go to the arena and fight? Because she's sitting back there, you're a nervous wreck. And she was right. But fear is a great motivating factor. The great NFL coach of the Green Bay Packers, Vince Lombardi, said fear is a great motivating factor. Mike Tyson uses it as a motivating factor. I use it as a motivating factor. Do all athletes use it as a motivating factor?
I believe so. And even if they don't want to say so, it really does. You know what I mean? Because in all actuality, you are fighting for your life. You know, this guy wants to take your head off. He wants to kill you, you know, and you have to fight for your life. If you don't, are you not ready to do so, then that's when we see, you know, 10-second knockouts or tap outs early. So, I mean, you know, you definitely got to be ready to step to the challenge and face your fears, in a sense.
Okay, now, at the Drew Fitness Performance Center, of course, you've got some talented chicks, you say, but right now, she stands all alone, the world bantamweight champion, Ronda Rousey, the undefeated man. She's like, she's a wrecking crew with that little judo and that arm bar.
Yeah, man, she definitely... She's one of my favorites. I'm not gonna lie, man. I have a fiance, and I tell her all the time. I say, babe, you know, if this didn't work out, I'll probably have to go pursue Ronda Rousey real quick. No, honestly, in all honesty, she's really, man. She's fantastic, man. She can. I really want to see her stand up in action. You know, I think that we got to see it last fight a little bit better, but. But, man, I definitely love the arm bars, let me tell you.
Okay. Now, Gina Carano's talking about coming back. Her and Gina, I would go with Ronda at 135.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say?
Yeah. Gina's another one, man. She can kickbox. That girl is a stand-up machine. But like I said, I think Ronda's going to take it. She's got too much strength, too much athleticism. And I think that if Gina comes in trying to kick, she's going to take her down. And then when she takes her down, it's just a wrap, you know.
Last question for Phil Bam Bam Daru. What about Chris Cyborg Santos? Does she really need to shave at 5 o'clock every day?
Yeah, if she wants to remain looked at as a female, I say so.
All right. All the best to you, my friend. Thank you so much for your time. Good luck good luck down there in Florida. Do you have a website?
Yeah, check me out at DarueFitnessPerformance.com and Facebook me at Phil Bam Bam Darue.
All right, Bam Bam, thank you for your time, sir.
All right, thank you.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts, brought to you this segment by Alchemy Water. There's a difference in the water you drink. Check them out on their website, Alchemy Water, AlchemyWater.com.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's A-L-K-A-M-E-water.com.